Hello.
Hi, my name is Rick, and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30316.
Thank you very much. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the year of your birth?
1985.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
I identify as two or more.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I identify as two or more races.
Which will those be?
African American.
And what else?
I'm half Mexican.
Okay. Thank you. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Which year?
2020.
I voted for Biden.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta? Or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Now, I will give you a list of issues. Please give me three that are more important to you, okay?
Okay.
Abortion access, education, traffic, climate change and the environment, racism and discrimination, public transportation, inflation and cost of living, crime, immigration, and jobs and the economy.
Jobs in the economy, crime, and inflation.
Thank you. And when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or dissatisfied, somewhat or very dissatisfied? First, the city of Atlanta.
Dissatisfied.
And will that be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Next, the Atlanta region.
Say that again.
The Atlanta region.
The Atlanta region.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Correct. Satisfied or dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
And will that be somewhat or very dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. And how about Georgia?
I'm neutral.
And you will say that satisfied or dissatisfied? One of those options.
Yeah, satisfied is fine.
And will that be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, you know, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold or unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of them, these people or groups, you can also tell us as well, okay? First, the Atlanta City Council.
I give it about a 6.
Okay. Uber and Lyft?
I don't use Uber and Lyft, so maybe like a 3.
Okay. The Atlanta Police Department.
A 0.
Okay. Major Andrew Dickens.
I like Andrew Dickens. I give him a 10.
Okay. MARCAP buses?
I don't frequently use the MARTA buses, but I haven't heard great things about them, so I'm going to meet it halfway at a 5.
Okay. Electric scooters?
I don't care for them. I'm going to give them about a 3.
Okay. Governor Brian Kemp?
I'll give him a 0.
Understood. The Atlanta Beltline?
A 6.
Thank you. Self-driving cars?
A 2.
Okay. MARTAP trains?
Oh, the train? Is that what you said?
Correct.
I don't use the train, so it's hard for me to rate it. I would say maybe a 5.
Okay. Artificial intelligence companies.
I like artificial intelligence. I utilize it on a daily basis, so I will go with about an 8.
Okay. Next, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major problem.
Understood. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Like, is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I would say fair.
Thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
I never use public transportation.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Not too familiar.
Okay. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month, let's say?
Maybe once, if that.
Okay. Based on what you know or what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
I have a positive opinion. I get emails all the time about what they're trying to do and the different reconstructions that they're planning to implement. I see them asking for a lot of money for it, which I don't know if that's important because there's a lot of potholes out here that need to be filled. And there's a lot of other things that they need to worry about, but I'm not opposed to what they're trying to do. It's going to be good for the city. You know, I believe that what they're doing is going to be nice eventually. I just don't know if right now is a good time for it.
Oh, I understand. So you think that will be very positive or maybe somewhat?
Say that again?
Would you say that your opinion is very or somewhat positive?
I would say somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. And what is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Scenic.
Oh, can you repeat that for me?
Scenic.
Thank you. And here are a few statements. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. And 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement. 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree. And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number, 0 to 10, okay, depending on how you feel. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
5.
Okay. The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
10.
Okay. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
I don't have an opinion on that, so 5.
Okay. Next, I feel safe riding MARTA.
I don't have an opinion on that either. I don't ride MARTA, so I'm going to go with a 5.
Okay, understood. Hey, I trust MARTA to finish the projects they're working on.
I'll say 5.
Okay, next. Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
I mean, I don't know where they're going to add them, but I would say 7.
Okay. And public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
I would say 8.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following statements do you agree the most? I will read the statement B first. We can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off of roadways.
I like that last option.
Okay. Would you strongly agree or somewhat with that one?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you. Now, here are a few policies that city leaders may consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
First, expanding the streetcar system in the city.
The what car?
The streetcar system.
I say 5.
Okay. Next, repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
Say that again?
Yes. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
Oh, yeah. What's the highest one? The 10?
10. Correct.
Yeah. They need to fix some potholes.
Understood. Next will be adding more security to MARTA stops.
I mean, I can see that could be something that would be needed. So I would say 8.
Thank you. Next, adding light rails to the Beltline.
8.
Okay. Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
5.
Thank you. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
5. I think they have enough e-bikes and scooter spaces.
Okay. And how about adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable?
Yes, the 7.
Okay. And prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
Yes, the 8.
Okay. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
Yes. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
Yeah, 7.
Okay. And how about adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods?
You have plenty of them. That's primarily where they are. So I would say 5.
Okay. Okay, let's continue. And again, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate your answers. So next, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail?
Somewhat.
Okay. And based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it.
Do you somewhat support it or strongly support it?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And as you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. So based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
I support it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Now, we would like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. So here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. And again, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that is very convincing to you, a very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel that is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it's not an not convincing statement at all. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
First, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that knit the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy.
I somewhat agree with that.
Will you set from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. Next, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian deaths of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem would only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadways safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, included Beltline Transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. Okay. And next, Atlanta is growing very quickly, and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which tore through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit, which reconnect our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come.
8.
Okay, thank you. Once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of private transportation until the Beltline?
I support it.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. This time, rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, but when 10 means that it's very concerning statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel that it's somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's a not at all concerning statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
Okay.
The Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourism instead. The train top speed is 25 miles per hour and would only connect affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans to another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners. Okay. The Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries to come. As we've seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they'll never turn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans to find out what we actually want and need. Okay. And next, the Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it's ever finished. Let's look for the future and not the past for our solutions. Instead, we should prioritize funding for e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use AI to move people around more effectively.
Me desconecto.